it would be surprising if this Idaho Supreme Court were to step in and say, oh, we'll just take over and write the plan ourselves. That is not the record we have seen from these justices or this court. And it seems much more likely that they would want to kick the ball right back to this commission, but also maybe make the commission's job a little bit easier.
I think it's fair to say that the commissioners have been cranky off and on during this process. It's been 90 days. You've been watching since the beginning. How bad was it? How cranky did they get?
Well, really, at the beginning, they were getting along very well. Once they had been on the road all around the state holding over a dozen public hearings, they really seemed to have bonded, and they were very optimistic. They wanted a unanimous 6-0 vote, and they were going to get it done by July 27th. Then they got to the point where they needed to draw maps, and everything just kind of stopped because both sides threw up procedural questions that they simply did not agree on and would not back down from. And they let that interfere, really, with the business of negotiating the map itself. It wasn't until the final week or so that they started breaking down the state by regions and saying, okay, where do we disagree here and how can we work it out? Where do we disagree over there and how can we work it out? Because they were so stuck on, well, overall, is it the counties that matter? Or is it the road law? Or is it this or that? And they really let those procedural issues get in the way of progress for a very long time. That backed them into a corner. By the time they absolutely had to negotiate, there was just no time left. They worked right through the Labor Day holiday weekend, and they still didn't get there.
Now, Republican Commissioner Evan Frazier, he lobbed a little bit of a bombshell Tuesday night at the very end of the session.
I have major health concerns. I'm not sure I'll be returning. I had a massive heart attack a few years ago. I've been to a lot of doctors in the last few weeks. So I'm just letting you know that I appreciate the time I have here upon the earth, and I'm not so sure I'm going to spend it continuing this process.
If the commission goes back into session, if the Supreme Court says go back, will Frazier come back?
That's a good question. He was particularly exhausted in the final days. It was clear he wasn't sleeping much. He was working very, very hard. He may not have been eating. And he suggested that he may or may not be fit to come back. I think it depends somewhat on what the Supreme Court orders. If the Supreme Court says come back for 2 weeks or maybe even a month, I think he might do it. If they give him another 2 or 3 months, I think Frazier might bow out. Now, he has played an interesting role here because in many, many past redistrictings, when the legislature was in charge of doing this, he was the key guy behind the scenes figuring out the numbers and drawing the maps. He has an incredible amount of technical expertise, and he demonstrated that in the last couple of weeks. So losing Frazier would be a blow. It would change the process by which this commission works.
And then the new twist overnight, we had a press release from the GOP that came out and said, maybe this isn't the way we should be drawing districts. Maybe it should go a different way. And we've heard little inklings of that since the beginning of the process, that some Republicans might like to go back to the legislature.
We certainly have heard rumblings of that, and it's really intensified because the Republicans have such a large majority in the legislature. And on the redistricting commission, it's split 50-50. There are 3 Democrats and 3 Republicans, but that is, in fact, what the voters of the state amended the Constitution to require. They didn't want this to be a process that was dominated by whichever party had the majority in the legislature. They wanted it to be a fully bipartisan process.
So the next step, we go to the Supreme Court. It's likely the Supreme Court says, Commission, go back to work. Do you think, having watched this for 90 days, that the commission could get to an agreement if they were put back to work?
Actually, I do. A lot of the commissioners were saying at the end, we're so close, because it took them so long to actually start negotiating and figuring out, you know, what the other side simply won't accept and where they will go and where they can find that middle ground. And so if they have some more time, I think they could work it out. Although what I was hearing at the end of the day yesterday was more hope from the Republicans than from the Democrats, because the Democrats were saying, well, yeah, if we're going to work it out, fine, as long as they back away from their maps. So there's still that same hard work of working it out. But we saw it happen between a Democratic commissioner and a Republican commissioner with Julie Kane and Lorna Finman. We know it can be done.
Now it's up to them to do it.
Yes.